For today's reading and meditation, the gospel portion is taken from the gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. Let me read the verse 20. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to make Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of your grace. Have mercy on us and bless us. Help us to understand the mystery of the Word of God. Let the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord and Savior. Amen. Today, the church is going to meditating on the theme, the Annunciation to Joseph. Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, there is not a lot about mentioned in the Bible. Most about him is found in the Bible is in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Joseph is a unique person used by God in a special way to change the course of human history and transform the life of people forever. Let me share two things about Joseph, the earthly father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First one is, Joseph, a man of righteousness and love. Joseph, a man of righteousness and love. The Bible tells us here in verse 19 that Joseph was a righteous man. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame. To be righteous means to be in right standing, to do the right things towards both God and other people. And Joseph was a righteous man, that is, he wanted to do the right thing. In this case, Joseph did not meant Mary conceived child by the Holy Spirit. There was only one explanation for this. She had been unfaithful to him while she was engaged to him. So Joseph was going to decide to divorce her. When verse 19 says, he planned to send her away, but Joseph was not only an example of a man of righteousness and holiness, he was also a man of sensitivity and love. The second part of verse 19 says, and not wanting to disgrace her, he planned to send her away secretly. He didn't drag her out into the streets. Like John chapter 8 tells us that the scribes and the Pharisees did the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. But Joseph didn't want to disgrace Mary. He planned to send her away secretly. This says a lot about Joseph. He was indeed a righteous man, but he also cared about Mary, and he was not going to just throw her out on the streets to be a public spectacle. He had a balance of both holiness and of love, of godly standards, and yet sensitivity and concern for people. I think the hardest thing in the world is to keep a balance of both of these things, to hold to the righteous standards that God has given us in His Word, and yet not to hold them coldly, but to genuinely love and care about the people who are involved. Second thing is, Joseph was a man of obedience. Joseph demonstrated his obedience to God in a number of ways. He obeyed the revelation God gave him through the angel and in the dreams. He obeyed when it was difficult or maybe even humanly impossible to understand. He obeyed instantly when it was very important to do so, and delayed obedience could have cost the life of his family. Let us read chapter 2, verse 14. St. Matthew chapter 2, verse 14. From the middle part of 13 to verse 14. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt. He obeyed instantly when it was very important to do so. We need to learn to obey the Joseph did. We need to make sure that we don't just come to Sunday school and church to listen the word of God. We don't just participate at service, but that we come prepared to obey the command of God, what He commanded to us. Just like Joseph, we need to obey even when it is difficult for us, when we don't understand why. Joseph don't understand everything about the virgin birth, but he accepted it and obeyed. And again, like him, we need to learn to obey immediately. Had Joseph delayed in obeying God by going to that night to Egypt, it might have cost the lives of Mary and boy child Jesus. How many times we do pay the price for not obeying God immediately? When God shows you something in His word, you should obey it immediately, not later. We need to be faithful and obey Him today. Today is the only day we have. Today is actually the only time we ever have. It is always today. It is always the present. The Bible says, now is the appointed time. Today is the day. Do you know something God wants you to do? Delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Like Joseph, do it now. The salvation is not based upon our goodness or our obedience, but it is only based on God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We are saved by grace, but that does not negate the importance of obedience to God. We are saved by grace, but that does not negate the importance of obedience to God. Obedience is one of the most important signs that you really are a Christian and that you love the Lord. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. St. John's chapter 14, verse 15. He also said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Luke chapter 6, verse 46. No, you are not saved by your obedience. But if you are really saved, you are going to obey. You are not saved by your obedience, but if you are really saved, you are going to obey. Let me conclude. So Joseph is a great example to us of how to live a life of holiness and obedience towards God and love towards other people. We don't know all about Joseph. Joseph was not a perfect man. There were times when he didn't love and didn't obey, just like us. Joseph needed a savior, just like us. And he had every reason to celebrate, just like us, that God was sending us this child named Jesus, who will save us from our sins. Let us pray.